It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So this week we are getting you into Jacob chapters 5 through 7. Jacob 5 itself is a very daunting task. All 77 verses of the olive tree allegory. Oftentimes I hear people say, I'm just going to read a chapter today. Sometimes that chapter is 77 verses. So I want to make sure as we get into this week that we really do kind of simplify this and make it palatable one bite at a time. So one of the things to understand about Jacob chapter 5 is you cannot fully understand Jacob chapter 5 until you look at Jacob chapter 4. There's a reason why Jacob chapter 4 comes before Jacob chapter 5. Sometimes we just take that chapter on its own, but there is some wonderful context both before this and after this that really help us appreciate the content of Jacob chapter 5. So we remember back in Jacob chapter 4, you have got people focusing on Jesus Christ, kind of like we talked about at the end of last week, long before his coming, many hundred years, it says, before his coming. And these Nephites had that perspective and that focus. But you go back to verse 14, and we kind of ended this last week with this, but behold, the Jews were a stiff-necked people, and they despised the words of plainness, killed the prophets, and sought for things they could not understand. Wherefore, because of their blindness, which blindness came by looking beyond the mark, they must needs fall, for God hath taken away his plainness from them, and delivered unto them many things which they cannot understand, because they desired it. And because they desired it, God hath done it, that they may stumble. So Jesus Christ was right in front of them, and they missed him. They missed the mark with this. So here's where you keep going with this idea, which is such a good lead into chapter 5. Verse 15, and now I, Jacob, am led on by the Spirit unto prophesying. So Jacob's like, about to prophesy here, my friends. For I perceive by the workings of the Spirit which is in me, that by the stumbling of the Jews, they will reject the stone upon which they might build and have safe foundation. You click on that word stone, we are referring to Jesus Christ here, okay? So the Jews are going to reject Jesus Christ, which they did. Verse 16, but behold, according to the scriptures, this stone, Jesus Christ, shall become the great and the last and the only sure foundation upon which the Jews can build. There's some great cross references there, which we're very familiar with. Jesus Christ is the one that we are all going to have to build that foundation on. And now, my beloved, how is it possible that these, meaning the Jews, after having rejected the sure foundation, which is Jesus Christ, can ever build on it, that it may become the head of their corner? So the question here that Jacob is trying to pose basically is like, how are people going to build on Jesus Christ when they don't even have that foundation of him and they don't have that belief in him and they are going to reject him? Which leads me to a question I want to pose to you as we're studying throughout this week. How many of you know someone that you would love to see accept the gospel, either someone who's not a member of our faith or even a member who has fallen away, who absolutely has no desire to be a part of the church and seems like they would never want to join with us or ever join again with us? That's basically the situation that Jacob is posing here. It's like, look, if these people are going to build on Jesus Christ and they don't believe in him, then how are they ever going to come unto him? Which is why Jacob in verse 18 says, behold, my beloved brethren, there's that wonderful phrase that he uses so much to the people that he loves. I will unfold this mystery unto you if I do not by any means get shaken from my firmness in the spirit and stumble because of my over anxiety for you. We talked about that last week. Jacob's anxiousness, his eagerness, his uneasiness as well in trying to put this great mystery together of how people are going to build on Jesus Christ when they don't even know who he is and they have rejected him. So as we're going through this week and you're studies, particularly with Jacob chapter 5, because like I said, these verses lead perfectly into olive tree allegory. That is the mystery that Jacob is going to unfold unto us. Will you please keep people in mind that in your and my minds will never ever want to come back to the church or come to the church? Jacob's like, actually, let me show you how Jesus Christ works with individuals and how we can't ever write off anybody, how Jesus is able to help them out. That is the mystery that Jacob is going to unfold in Jacob chapter 5, and I am looking forward to sharing that with you this week. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.